episode 569, The Sky is the Limit.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. This is a brand new week, and I hope you have bounced out of bed and you are ready to engage in your day. It's a brand new day, and the sky is the limit. Yes, it is, and you are going to take advantage of it. First off, though, before we get into our wonderful, amazing chat, because I really have missed you, we have got to give some shout-outs. I've had the opportunity to meet with some amazing women, and I wanted to give a shout-out and say hello to Darla, to Cassandra, Stephanie, Susan, Kathy, Hope, and Corinne. I am so delighted. You guys just fill my heart with joy. Welcome to the family. And for any of you that are brand new, if you haven't had the opportunity already, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. And you want to be sure to sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. No, I'm not going to send you junk stuff. And you may want to check that folder because sometimes those newsletters get stuck in there and you don't even know. They just disappear. So be sure if you have already signed up and you're like, I haven't received anything, go back in and check your folders there. All right. Now we need to get on to business. Domestic beauties out of the way. Our announcements are done. Dust bunnies are gone. It's time to focus on you. It's Mindful Monday. Are you ready to take flight? The sky is the limit. When you choose to see the possibilities, nothing is impossible. As your day kicked off this morning, you got up, you're heading into the bathroom, maybe looked in the mirror, brushing your teeth, getting in the shower, picking out whatever outfit you're going to wear. You probably began to think about your day, the to-dos, the list, the domestic beauties. You began to align your schedule, organizing your day on what you wanted to focus on. Well, I want you to focus a minute here on your schedule. Bring it back to mind. Fill it up. How do you feel when you think about it? I want you to tap into those emotions. Are you tensed or are you relaxed? Are you nervous and just kind of like high strung? Are you calm, cool, and collected? Maybe you're frustrated and you just want to get through the day, power through it, and be done with it. Or are you just excited and delighted and you just have this joy within you? What are you feeling? Zone in on those. Do your feelings give you an enlightening, positive presence? You see, what this does to you helps you understand if your mindset is of abundance. The sky is the limit. You don't have the hesitation. You feel good. There's hope. There's joy. Wayne Dyer says this, abundance is not something we acquire. It is something we tune into. You are choosing to tune in to see the goodness, the greatness in what is happening. You're optimistic. You're encourageable. This is where you're beginning to tap into the abundance mindset. You see the cans and you leave the no's, the nots, and the nevers. When your day begins to happen and a challenge comes in, something that was maybe unexpected, wasn't in the schedule, it could be anything. Your child asks you for a favor. Your husband calls you in the day and says, can you go run this errand for me? It's a challenge that, well, it doesn't fit in your schedule. It could even be something even more serious. You get a phone call from your mother from a recent doctor's visit, and she has the report. It could be something at church, and you've been praying for a family, and something has happened. But you have a challenge upon you right now. How do you view it? Do you see it in the possible realm or the no, not, never realm? Do you allow yourself to go down the negative rabbit hole? Oh no, this would never work. I cannot believe this. What were we thinking? All the no's, all the nots, and all the nevers. Or do you see yourself in the possible realm? The possible realm. Where you say, oh, this isn't good, but let's look on the positive. What can I gain from this? No, it may not be the best thing that's happening to me, but I can learn from it. There's a sprinkle of goodness here. How do you view it? Your thoughts in your mind feed your body and spirit. I want you to chew on that for a moment. It doesn't sound like a lot, but I want you to reflect on that statement. Your thoughts in your mind feed your body and spirit. When you're feeling tense, when you're feeling nervous and frustrated, maybe even a little bit of anger, and you're just like, I just want to be done with this already. How does your body feel? Yeah, you probably have some muscles that are tightening up. Your shoulder, your neck begins to hurt. And you're like, oh gosh, I could use a masseuse right now. Maybe even you get knots in your stomach. You just don't know what to do. Your jaw becomes even like clenched. Your spirit, then what? Maybe feels broken, hopeless. Nah, I can't go any further. If your thoughts are primed with opportunities, possibilities, and excellence, what do you see? You see goodness, the probability, the positivity. You are then living in and with abundance. The sky is the limit. You see, your thoughts in your mind feed your body and your spirit. When you're calm, cool, and collected, you're relaxed, and you're excited. Yeah, how do you feel? What is your body? How is it reacting to those feelings? Maybe you have different knots in your stomach. It's more of the carbonation, fizzy, ooh, kind of goodness tingle. Maybe the corners of your mouth are beginning to turn up a little bit. Eyebrows are raised. Your shoulders are so relaxed. And your spirit is full of hope. You see, you've begun to prime yourself for what? The opportunities, the possibilities. The sky is the limit. So how do you inject yourself with an abundance mindset? Because you want those better feelings, those exponential living feelings that's going to take you to the next level, allows you to be your best selfie, allowing you to what? To go the next mile in your journey. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Erase the no's, nots, and nevers. Well, that is simple. But how do we really do it? Let's break it down. Number one, you need to listen to what you say. Honestly, you're probably not listening or hearing what you're saying. You don't. You are speaking and using words within your vocabulary that you're used to, out of habit. You know how you catch yourself saying, oh my goodness, I sound like my mother. When you sound like your mother, it's because what? You've heard these statements over and over and over in your life. And so what do? You're using them too over and over and over. It's called repetition. You've conditioned yourself. And I think you will be surprised by what's reflected in your life with the no's, the nots, and the nevers. Because when you hear yourself, most of the time what we're saying to ourselves and how we respond to things are in the no, nots, and never category. We don't get to the cans. We just don't. Sometimes it's what? Excuses. That's what it becomes. The no, nots, and nevers become our excuses. Well, you know where that leads. So you have to first listen to what you say, because it's important to know what it is before you can go to number two, which is reframe your choice words and phrases. What this looks like is, think about this. That's just That just won't look good on me. Have you ever said that? Whether you're trying to, you know, thinking about a new outfit, and you're looking on the rack at the store, or you're in your closet and you're going, gosh, I really would like that. I'd like to wear that today, but you know what? That's just not going to look good on me. I eat too many things and I feel bloated. It's just not going to, that's not going to look good on me. That's a phrase that we use a lot. But in order to reframe that phrase, it sounds like this. I think this has potential. Now, that doesn't mean that when you put it on, that you're going to look absolutely amazing and stunning in it. Actually, you might. But when you say, I think this has potential, you're giving yourself what? An opportunity to see the goodness, the greatness, the excellence. You're seeing the possibility. Versus the statement when you say, that just won't look good on me. You've shut yourself down. And it doesn't matter from that point on what you say. You only are going to see the no's, the nots, and the nevers. You may not know you are actually doing this because you have conditioned yourself. It's become a habit. Oh, man, that H word will not go away. It's a habit. You've conditioned yourself. Think about how you speak to your children, or better yet, your husband. What are some of the things and the phrases that you use over and over again? Oh, I can think of a few. How about when you ask him the question, so how was dinner tonight? Oh, it was okay. That's his response, right? Oh, it was okay. And you all of a sudden you're like, what do you mean it was okay? What do you mean it was okay? Do you hear that actual statement? You are assuming that it was okay meant it wasn't good. You could have done better. When actually to him it was okay. It was okay. It was good. We begin to interpret and put our own thoughts into their sentences that they're speaking to. And that's unfair. The no's, the nots, and the nevers. We've conditioned ourselves. So reframe your choice words and phrases. And finally, number three, you need to shine bright and be a light. This is your hope. This is where you begin to see your life in a different light. You have optimism. You're an optimistic person. And you begin to love yourself. I didn't say necessarily like yourself. There is a difference. And we can break that down in another episode. But it's about loving yourself unconditionally. Shine bright and be a light. When you have hope, you have what? An abundance mindset. Now, as you begin to process erasing the no's, the nots, and the nevers, some of it you may think, oh, I can handle that. But you may also be thinking, oh no, there's no way. I haven't been thinking this. I don't even know where to start. Then take a deep breath. Let's gather the courage together. Click on the link breakthrough and let's have a strategy session. We can actually begin to help you find the way to remove the no's, the nots, and the nevers and erase it from your life. Now, yes, it's going to take practice. And you got to practice it every single day. And what happens? You change the habit and you become your best selfie. Do you remember this woman? Her name was Amelia Earhart. She was a fascinating woman. How do you think her thoughts were? How do you think her thoughts fed her body and spirit? Do you think they were, oh man, there is no way I can ever fly that? You see, she had a dream that she wanted to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Well, if she came to that dream and said, yeah, this isn't going to happen. I'm not good enough. I don't have the talent. There's no way. It's never going to happen. Well, then it's never going to happen. But she did not allow herself to think that way. She saw the opportunities, the possibilities. She had hope. She knew that there was greatness within her future. Maybe she didn't know exactly how it would pan out, but she had the abundance mindset. You see, she was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. Nothing was impossible to her. She carried the abundance mindset. The sky is the limit. As Amelia Earhart carried it, so can you. Don't wait for another day to pass by. It's time to take the opportunity, the possibilities, and the excellence, and take one step at a time, which is going to lead you to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.